The Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is recording artist Jackie Venko. Jackie, thanks for stopping by. America's Got Talent, so many different things. Can you imagine that at one point in your career, this is where you would be when you started?
Actually, no. When I started this, I thought that I was just going to go back home and things were just going to be normal. And then all of a sudden, I was on a plane all the time in hotel rooms and singing with these amazing people. And you know, it was definitely not what I expected, but I'm happy with the result.
Exactly. Once you were done with America's Got Talent, you thought, well, I have no idea where I'm going to go. You get your opportunity. You work so hard to be like the amazing singer. And then you didn't know what those results would bring and how your life would change.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just bizarre that when I got home, people knew who I was.
Exactly. And everything changes. And so let's talk about now the future and the present. You know, your EP is out. Talk about your EP a bit. And then also how your one single is doing really well, Behind My Eyes.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is something I never imagined would happen. Sola is my EP, and it's full of my own music for the first time, stuff that I wrote by myself, and you know, there's songs in there that I wrote when I was 15 and saved because I felt like if I ever had the chance to record my own music, this would be one I would want to. But the whole thing is just very personal for me. I wanted people to get to know who I actually am, and something I struggle with is showing people who I am by talking to them or, you know, social media even. That's something I knew that I could portray who I really am with is my music. And so, you know, as I'm learning to just be myself on camera and everything more than I've been, my music is really helping me get there. And it's covering a lot of stuff, a lot of hard things to talk about, but I think they're important to talk about. And so, yeah, I hope people can just relate to it.
And your transformation, because you're, again, transforming. From the days that we saw you as a little girl in America's Got Talent till today, right? And your music is definitely you're reinventing yourself in ways, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the title of the album, Sola, is exactly that. Sola, I call it that because I'd read somewhere about this little incantation people used to say or do say, and it's sola, sola, sola. And it's basically what people would say when they would like relinquish somebody or something that they love to an earlier part of their life. You know, they're lovingly letting go of something. And that's kind of how I view this album with me in this part of my career compared to the old one, you know, the younger me.
And has your music changed? I mean, you perform for so many great artists performing the most famous songs. Has your music changed when it become yours? Because you're becoming more, you're a songwriter now. You're really, really producing now more than ever than before as a performer. You've really kind of evolved in that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say the music is very different. It's, you know, more modern, a little more edgy, a lot more edgy actually. But the thing is, a lot of the songs on this album, people had a hard time placing what genre to kind of shop it to, I guess. And so you have like the little alternative, a little rock-ish, edgy indie stuff. And then there's like another half that's like 80s-esque poppy, so edgy, but it's all over the place. But it's me and I'm really proud of it.
And so what music do you think you really enjoy that kind of gives you that vibe as it's now becoming your brand, meaning your music? That's what's got to feel great, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the stuff that I'm always listening to is kind of similar to what I'm writing now. I love The Killers. I love Saint Motel. I love Arctic Monkeys and Cigarettes After Sex, bands like that. I really love, and so it's definitely, you can tell in my music sometimes.
And I'm sure when you started to evolve in your music, I mean, your fans have always been your fans, but especially you're kind of telling a story in your music. Getting the song right is such a different thing than performing someone else's song, right?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very personal. I mean, something I always did was finding how I would personally relate to the songs I sing. But with this one, obviously, I'm going to relate because I'm telling my stories. And they're not right now all that happy. But that's to me because it's a lot of the darker stuff that I've held back from talking about. A lot of the, you know, aches and pains of growing up. And I really just want people to kind of relate, if they can, in their own lives. I want them to feel like all those deepest, darkest things that they couldn't put words to are finally being put to words through my music. But yeah, it's an amazing feeling to just relate so personally to these songs, but it's also a little scary too, because you feel a lot more vulnerable out there.
No, you do. And you're finally becoming your true self. And that's so hard, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so transforming. And it makes you feel free finally.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes you feel like your life is finally in your hands. And that's a big deal for me.
Hey, I've gone through that transformation. I'm 51, but I'll honestly say I'm finally free from you know, other people telling me what to do and finally being my true authentic self. And I think that's what you're in the journey at a much younger age, Jackie, doing for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it feels so great. And your brand and your fans will go into this music and you got to feel great to some of the new fans you've developed with your music, right? To finish off, like, you know, how the success of your song, you got to feel great, right? Exactly. Behind my eyes, how it's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So that feels great. Best place people can connect with you, Jackie. Where can they go? Listen to your music and stuff.
You can listen to the music on any platform, really, that you would listen to music on: Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music. And then if you want to, like, to see what I'm up to, you can find me on my social media, the official Jackie Evancho, or just Jackie Evancho. And then my website is jackieevancho.com.
You're amazing. Again, another Pittsburgher success. I guess there's something in the water in Pittsburgh, how we so many people hit that next trajectory from Pittsburgh. But we appreciate it, Jackie. And you're again one of our favorites in Pittsburgh. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.